So just settling your body now in the most comfortable way that you can. And allow your eyes to close. Let yourself know that for any reason, if you might need more comfort, you can certainly adjust for that. And with eyes closed now, let's let the eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take one big, deep, cleansing breath in. Hold that breath a moment or two. And then slowly exhale as eyes return level and your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. And once again, eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take that second big deep cleansing breath in. Hold it a moment or two. And then slowly exhale as eyes return level and your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. Now for a third time, eyes roll up underneath those lids, take that third big deep cleansing breath in, hold it, and then slowly exhale, and eyes return level, and your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. And just give yourself this time, this space, this place to go within for a deep inner calm. In fact, if you were to imagine an image that stands for calm, invite it in. An image in your mind that means calm to you. Just invite it, let it come right in, an image that means calm. And just come to notice about it a little bit. Has it a shape, a form, or is it a feeling? Is it some kind of sense of it? Or have you got a real form of something that means calm to you? Might even be a whole scene. If it is, allow for it. And then you might notice some of the essentials of this image that stands for, means calm. Some certain specifics about it. And then as you do that, maybe in a moment or two, you might begin to notice how it feels for you to be with this image of calm. How's it feel? And then to go even a little further, imagine as you and calm are together in your mind's eye, just internally telling this calm how you feel by being with it. And allow calm, the image, to respond back to you in a way you can understand. So this is you and calm connecting and communicating a little bit. And as we continue to connect and communicate, imagine that you and calm can sink all the way down, down and down, all the way down into the deepest, innermost core place within, where it's really quiet and secure. And as you and the image of calm, continue connecting and communicating. It's kind of interesting because calm seems to like it, and it begins to grow and evolve and spread all around and all through you, as though this image, this calm feeling, continues to move all around and all through, all the way up, in through the chest, up through the neck, in through the head area, and down all the way from the center of your body, all the way down to the tips of your toes, and all the way out to the ends of your fingertips. Calm all around and all through with your easy breath. And just to reinforce it now, being able to imagine that as the whole being of you is filled with calm, the image, it extends now beyond your physical body in the way from your skin outwards at least 6 inches or more. Calm moves into that mind space all around your body, almost cleansing and clearing it for sure, setting up a wonderful, positive, energetic boundary all around you, from skin outwards at least 6 inches or more. So there's calm all around and calm all through. So from within to without, and without to within, calm. And just allow that to be so, comfortably, calmly, securely, in a peaceful kind of way. Perhaps one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in as you begin to release now and let go even more deeply. In fact, becoming twice as comfortably deep than you have been already. And so as you continue to simply, comfortably, calmly drift deeper, let's allow the door of your imagination to open easily as images come forward effortlessly for the purpose of transformation. There may have been something, some little thing or some larger thing that lately you might maybe call a problem. We'll allow now for an image of the problem to transform into an image of solution, so that you become aware of how easily and effortlessly solution can be found. So here's how we do it. When ready now, first, just allowing an image to form that stands for that something, that problem. Simply bring it to life again in your mind's eye, but with some neutral detachment, letting it arise freely, beginning to know about it, noticing as well the shape and the form, or the color, the size. And when that image is fully here, just acknowledge it in a neutral kind of way. Just acknowledge it to yourself. And again, with some neutral detachment, notice what else grabs your attention about the image. What is the essential thing about it? And then when you know it, when you know that just for a moment, begin to put the neutral detachment aside for just a moment and notice how it feels to be with this image, this problem image, just for a moment. And then resume with your neutral detachment. And once you have your neutral detachment back on again, ask the image, what does it want? You're asking the problem image, what does it want? And once you know, just move that image over to the side for a few moments. Move it to the side. Now, let's bring forward a second image. And this second image stands for solution. Again, just simply allowing this image to arise freely. Bring it to life, so to speak. And when the solution image is here, acknowledge. Acknowledge it. And to yourself, no, yep, that's the solution image. And again now, noticing the shape and the form of this solution image, whatever it is, however it appears. Maybe it comes as a feeling, but it can be a form, a shape, a size, with colors. Whatever feels right is right for you. And as it begins to occur, begin to know what is the essential thing about it. What is that essential thing that makes it be the solution image? What is it that means it's the solution image? And then notice, how does it feel to be with it? And when you know that, communicate, connect to the solution image. Tell the solution image how you feel by being with it. And how does it respond back to you? Now ask the solution image, what does it want? And when you know, how does it feel to know that? And then share with your solution image what you want. And how does the solution image respond back to you? And when you hear that, how do you feel about how it responded to you? Now, as we go further, bring these two images together side by side. Problem, solution. First image, second image. And when they're side by side, which is larger? And if the first image is larger, begin to shrink it. let the solution image grow larger, so that the first image is smaller and the solution image is larger. Continue to allow this until it's just right for the transformation. Let's allow the transformation to occur. Get a sense now that the larger solution image is also brighter and more intense, even more powerful, and it actually begins to overwhelm the problem image. Visualize and imagine how the problem image is fading, fading, shrinking, and being overtaken by the larger solution image. Watch the transformation take place. And as you visualize the larger solution image completely overtakes the smaller image until the smaller image no longer exists and only the larger solution image remains. Continue this transformation until it's complete. You're visualizing and imagining the larger solution image completely overtaking the smaller image until the smaller image no longer exists and only the larger solution image remains. And as this transformation comes about and begins to be complete, and then is complete, just acknowledge. Because now only the larger, more powerful image remains. The only more powerful image remains, the solution image. If for any reason, somehow that smaller image is still showing itself, just tell it to be gone. Remove it. And just have the larger solution image present in your mind. Now, our next step is, if the solution image could be placed in your body, know where you want to place it. Perhaps continuing in your mind where it is, or maybe your solar plexus, or in your chest. Find just the right spot for it. Put the solution image in your body where you want to have it the most. And when the solution image has been placed within, now grow the solution to fill your entire body, from the top of your head down to the very tips of your toes, right down to the cellular layer of you, as you fill your entire body with the solution image. Continue allowing this, filling you, fueling you, spreading all around and all through you, right down to the cellular layer of you. And then while the solution image, where you've placed it first, has a concentration, it continues to flow all around and all through, And as it's still within, now actually also continue to grow and expand it into the mind space all around your body, where the calm was earlier. Calm may still be present, but now the solution image is surrounding you as well. And it grows and expands into the mind space from the skin outward at least 6 inches or more, all around and all through the mind space. It fills and clears and does its good work that it's meant to do in the mind space. And it creates a cushion of solution energy all around and all through. Continue to grow it from within to without, all around and all through. And from the inside to the outside, and from the outside to the inside, all around and all through, and now filled with and surrounded by solution, imagine and visualize being at the top of your symbolic staircase, where every step down reinforces this solution energy going down now, and with the left foot first. Solution image all through you, all around you with solution energy. And now at 20 being reinforced. 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper and deeper now, and into the positive domain. Negatives have long ago dissipated and disintegrated. And now going forward with the solution image and the solution energy all around and all through. Fulfilling a deep desire within to move forward with the fortitude of being in full ownership of the good feeling of the solution image and solution energy within. And this transformational experience continues on, doing the good work it's meant to do for the duration needed for a present, positive future forward. And so in the positive domain now, on the positive path, the door of your imagination opens a little wider, where you walk forward, moving into that beautiful place within that perhaps you've come to know as a healing place. It's certainly a place where deep rest and deep connection from yourself to yourself is being made in positive ways. So images do come up all around to bring it into being, where you can feel and sense yourself moving through this place, wherever it is. It might be a color. It might be somewhere out in nature, or a cozy room somewhere. But it's where you can go now and let all of the goodness that you've created so far take thorough and complete effect to help you. And so walking through in this beautiful place within, let yourself find the just right spot to stretch out in and to allow the goodness of this exercise to really take thorough and complete effect to assist in your positive, radiant health. And as you allow yourself to find the just right spot to stretch out in, notice from this point of view what more you notice from this place, this spot, about your place within. And perhaps remembering what the true value is of this healing place for yourself. Something more or something first before the healing aspects of it? Or what is it that makes it feel and seem like a healing place for you? Certainly a place for solution to continue to flourish. And when more comes to you from being in this place, like value of it, perhaps it helps to allow that to spark some thought of value within yourself, to remember your true, pure essence, that you are no less than the stars or the trees, that you have a right to be here, that there's nobody else in the world just like you. You are your own unique person. You have gifts to give and gifts to receive. And you're simply allowing the value of your healing place and your own value to come together in a kind of solution-oriented experience to bring about more positives in a way that works for you. And just drifting and deeply comforting. And somehow, somewhere, some kind of way, a deeper inner knowing of something comes to you. That there's this knowing of that something within you that knows you very, very well, may have a message for you today. It's important. And so you're listening in this restful state as the healing effect of your healing place is available to you. And somehow, somewhere, some way, that something within you that knows is bringing you something it feels is important for you to know for today. And as you listen from your heart, you'll hear in your mind, what is that important something? may come right away, or it may come in a few moments from now. It might even come in your conscious outer awake life, but it will come because there's something within you that knows you very well, has it for you. So listening with your heart and hearing in your mind, in just right timing, it will be. Sometimes popping into your conscious outer awake life, suddenly it comes. Or maybe even in a dream at night, but will come. And so for now, just allowing for this goodness, because this entire experience, from the exercise of problem to solution, to the healing place, and connecting to that something within you that knows you very well, is all about a positive focusing. And as we know, positive focusings like this can only bring about positive results. It's a law of the mind that says, what you focus on follows. So it would only follow for you to focus positively. And that is how your mind, your body, responds. And so now at zero, as the images fade for now, the strength and importance of them stays with you. And we reinforce it. And we bring back the good, the positive, and the true from this journey today, now at one, with a deep cleansing breath in and release. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, of being very, very comfortable, peaceful, at ease. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake. Back to a completely non-suggestible state. Eyes open, wide awake and alert.